Hi, Ira. Ira, my name is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'm the area manager. Mary wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get to the details of the service, how it works and what's included, and answer any of your questions. She's a mapping coordinator, so it's her job to find pre-qualified candidates, talk to somebody who sees the value, and then have me reduce the pricing. I'm a pricing director. She cannot reduce the price. You can pay $5.99. I can patch it back to Mary. If you want anything lower than that,
right,
you have to talk to me. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot going already. You got a website. You're verified on Google. That's fantastic. You're, you know, a couple steps ahead of most businesses that have been doing business for a long time. I know you've got a lot of experience, which is fantastic, but the company itself is pretty new. So congratulations on getting that going. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
I mean, it's been a experience, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, we can promote you as someone who's got experience in the industry, someone that you should trust, someone that you should call, and because the business itself is officially quite new, you actually qualify for reduced pricing. We try to make it affordable for everyone, and especially for younger businesses, because we know that your success is our success, and although it is a month-to-month service, our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it's profitable. And we know as a younger company, your advertising dollars are not, you know, like growing on a tree in the backyard, but if we can make it affordable enough on a month-to-month basis to get this going for you, we're quite sure we can earn your business as a satisfied client. Now, like I said, you've got that verified listing, you've got that website, and that's fantastic for people who already know the name of your company, someone who might get recommended to your business by someone else, someone who's maybe used your services before, someone who might see your truck drive by and catch your name real quick and try to find you. Now, I mean no disrespect when I say this, as a very young company, traditional word of mouth is probably not that reliable factor driving new business your way. Google, though, is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google, it becomes someone who can recommend you to somebody else, use your services down the road. And you offer a lot of different services, and that's fantastic. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Any service you want to provide, anything listed on your website, we'll kind of mirror the content on your website on the quantity and quality of authoritative directories, destinations, manual submissions. That's what's going to get you ahead of your competitors. It's not the businesses that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. Google goes by relevant content. The search engines, and why it's called a search engine, every time someone looks for something, the search engines index on an instant the relevant content. So you'll have a Yelp listing, for example, a Facebook page, Apple Maps.
They call me all the time.
I bet. Yelp.
And all of them.
Yeah. And
all,
you know,
all of them try calling me all the time, trying to get, you know, me to subscribe with them.
I don't
see the point. It's like,
no.
You answer this question for me, like, might save a lot of time. What's, like, I already got my website comes up on Google, and y'all work with Google and Meta, so.
Correct.
And so if y'all are trying to offer me better search engines, so to speak, you know, different keywords, because I've already have a lot of the keywords already enlisted
built
on
into your website. Yeah.
Built into my website already. So
correct.
How is it, being that y'all are with Google and I have all that already built in, how are you going to add more keywords to what's already been and listed on my domain?
So that's a great, great question. And if it was 7 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, depending on the area, a well-built website is all you need. You know, the right meta tags, keyword density, schema markup, naming your photos and things like that. Anything that a web developer can build into a website, you know, 5 years ago, that used to be enough to get you ahead of your competitors. But pretty much every smart business owner already has a website. And it was over 5 years ago, about 6-7 years ago, when the number of searches on mobile devices far exceeded the number of searches on computers, and that's never gone back. It's just going more and more the other way towards people searching more and more on their smartphone. So Google's actually downplayed the importance of a website as far as ranking purposes go. And again, more and more, it's the content that's not on your website. We do what's called off-page optimization. I know you've heard the term search engine optimization. To be optimized on the search engine really means that you've got the directories and destinations that Google wants to see. And Google looks at dozens and dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, and a lot of them charge for their services. So they might, like, Yelp call you and say, hey, you want a directory on Yelp and things like that.
It's cool, like, how your job, like, cause I with my other business that I worked for a long time, this recent, like, I don't know, say a year and a half ago, we sat down, did a screen share, and the guy, you know, works, same company you worked for, so, or maybe a different branch, I don't know, but same kind of scenario. And he went on there and showed just what you're speaking about, different, like, people searching these keywords through this, you know, this, say like Yelp or whatever.
Right.
And it shows like the percentage of what we could be getting versus what we are and, you know, all the stuff in between. And it's actually pretty interesting to me. Like, so I get what you're, I understand all what you're saying. And, is there like a way that you could, like, I'm sure you can, cause this is what you do for a living, that you could look up on and link to my, I don't know how y'all link in, but y'all can look on there and see this is where everything has been and it is and what could be done to broaden, the level of activity coming to my way.
That's one of the very first things that we do here when you are a client of ours. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that anything and everything that you already have online is accurate, consistent information. It's a young business, so I don't expect there to be old addresses or old phone numbers and things like that.
Yeah, I ran into that to the other business.
Yeah. I mean, of course, when your information changes for your business and it doesn't get updated online, that can hurt you because, you know, the search engine, it's an artificial intelligence. It's very advanced, but it doesn't really think the way a person would. It doesn't make the connections that a person would normally connect. So if it sees Douglas Construction and Land Development in one place and Douglas Construction and Land Development LLC somewhere else, they might think, well, is that the same business or not? If there's multiple phone numbers, again, starts to draw red flags. So we make sure that anything that's already out there is current and accurate. We fix it if it's not. And then, of course, we fill in all the missing pieces.
In. Now you got my attention.
Yeah,
I'm talking. Now you got now I'm interested in that part. That's what I'm interested in into doing.
Sure,
so I'm all about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, business owners, you know, they try to do it on their own, which is it's great. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do in life on our own. You know, we can cut our own grass,
but
we can do our own taxes. We can give ourselves a haircut, but I mean, there's a lot of reasons we hire someone who's trained and experienced, a professional who charges a fair rate, you know, to do these things for us. And this is one of those things. I think a lot of times when I talk to business owners who are doing things on their own, you know, they're doing kind of everything piecemeal. And if it's, you know, if there's any inconsistencies at all, it could actually hurt them. All their efforts end up kind of, you know, biting them in the you know what. But I mean, we make sure that everything's accurate in the first place. And then fix it if it's not, and then create the missing content. And Google makes changes to their mapper pack algorithm all the time, and usually it's just small changes. You know, they might tell us, hey, we are now indexing these directories, we're no longer indexing these directories. So we add new directories, take certain directories down. And again, these directories are known to the public in some cases, like Yelp and Facebook, or unknown to the public in most cases. And we don't create that content for your customers to see. We don't expect someone to go on like Opendi or Point.com, Telnav, and type in, you know, construction company near me or something like that. Most of those people have never even heard of those directories. But
no,
some of those things
are,
yeah, of course, you know, most people haven't. Even most so-called SEO companies that might be making similar phone calls to business owners don't even know what content Google looks for. And it does change on a regular. Yeah. Especially for, like,
so many.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, a lot of the times in competitive industries and densely populated areas, it's all the things that most people have never even heard of that make the difference. Because if your competitors are trying to do it themselves, or they're working with someone who has at least some idea of what to create, you know, it's the things that you'll have that others won't have that put you over the top. Because again, it's the businesses
See,
that
like,
have
people
the
like
most
me, I'm just used
content.
To like searching on like Google, like me, I'm only aware is like Google and iClouds and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. And, other and, beyond that, you're fucking gibberish to me.
No, I hear you. I get you. And boy, we've been in business since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary on December 17th.
Oh, awesome.
I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, and definitely things have changed since I started. You know, like I was saying before, all it used to be was a website. We could make a couple of changes and we could see in almost real time businesses move up on a search result. That was, you know, years ago when I first started. But now, you know, Google looks at over 200 different ranking factors. Some things are beyond anyone's ability to affect change, like, you know, proximity. If all things were equal, and of course our goal is to make it so that they're not equal, that you have more than your competitors.
Right, that's right.
But if all things were equal, you know, Google does default towards proximity. So however close the person is to the nearest business, that person might outrank you if they're 20 miles closer to the person doing that search than you are. So our job is to make sure that you can overcome those things. And there are things that we cannot change,
right.
like, you know, your proximity to what Google determines to be the centroid of town or the density of your competition, right? I mean, those are things that are
right.
way down the list, right, as far as the most important things that can be changed. So we create the content that is going to make a difference for you, the different destinations, the different directories. And then, of course, with your service area that does encompass, you know, bigger towns, smaller towns, everything in between, we would want to do Facebook ads. I mean, you go 150 miles, if that's accurate, I mean, that's a big chunk of territory, and we want to make sure that you're getting those phone calls. I mean, obviously, it has to make dollars for it to make sense, and if you're going to go that far away, it has to be a bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, and we can target those bigger jobs the farther away we go from where you're centrally located. And this is going to be not just Google and Bing, like you said, all the different destinations and directories. I think you would highly benefit from doing paid ads as well. Now, we are a Google partner. We offer all of the Google products, including Google paid ads, which most people know as pay-per-click or AdWords. We can also do Google Guarantee, local service ads, which is pay-per-lead with Google. And these are things that we might, you know, maybe reinvest down the line. Oh, yeah. No, we are a comprehensive digital marketing firm, and of course, Meta ads, I think, for you might be the best way to go at this point. As a young company, I mean, if you were to tell me, you know, I've got 15 crews, we're statewide and other states and things like that, we might be talking about doing other things.
No, I ain't got that going on yet.
Not yet, but if it happens, we'll have you covered.
That's my goal, and actually beyond that. But
yeah, of course, you know, why not? Absolutely. But I think for now, you know, the best way to get you the coverage that you're looking for would be to do Google, all of the different destinations and directories that we'll create for you. The Facebook ads would be a wonderful way to make sure that we can cover your entire service area and keep it really affordable for you. Now, of course, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, and no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. I know you just signed up with Angie. Yeah, I know. Angie's is quite different. Angie's your pay-per-lead, whether you get the job or not.
The leads go to your competitors.
Man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no leads, man. Who's to say that they're going to make any? I'm going to even break. You may, I might not even make these jobs that ain't going to make nothing on. You ain't going to make enough money to even make it worth your while. So I'm going to run with them.
It does happen that way. It does happen that way.
But
and I do
talk
to business.
How much did it all break with that?
Yeah. So, I mean, what my job is actually, to, like I said in the beginning, to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity. It is month to month. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So, of course, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. You got a couple things going for you. Obviously, you've got the verified listing already. You've got a great looking website that I like a lot. And we would, of course, promote that website. You are a very young company. And, of course, all of that experience that plays into our ability to put you on that first page. Know that you're going to get phone calls because people look for businesses that know what they're doing, and we do too. We want to work with you here. But as a young company, you actually qualify as a new business, and in this particular case, I'm going to take a full 50% off the $599. Like I said, if you were to keep talking to Mary, she could probably get you through on that same platinum package for $599 a month. I'm going to cut it in half, though. You're looking at $299 as an exact amount. Like I said, you're not paying for leads on top of that. Because you already have a website, you've got a verified listing, and also because you're doing Angie's. Now, there is a promo code in our system, if I can just find it. There it is. Okay, now this promo code is not specifically for Angie's. Of course, we have nothing at all to do with Angie. It is, though, for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, normally there's a setup fee that could be as high as $299. That platinum package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. It's quite a bit more than I would normally take off. Normally I stop at maybe 50%, but this is 66% off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of only $99, and then every month after that, it is $299. Of course, the first month is included. Your initial payment would be $398. First month with the one-time setup fee, $299 every month after that. Now, it's a fixed rate. It's not an introductory rate, although it is a reduced rate for a younger business. It will not balloon up on you at any point in time. Like I did say, we've been around for a very long time, and I've been with the company for over 11 years. Our prices have gone up in those 11 years twice. Most of that was dictated by changes Google made. But I would tell you, even if our price goes up, your price will never go up. Even if you're with us for years, your price would never go up. It would stay at $299, and that is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees, of course, because the calls come directly to you. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about Angie. I mean, I don't even want to recount many of the stories that I've encountered from people, from business owners like you.
I heard bad
Angie. Their experience with it. But I do know from, you know, my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it is Angie, or Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, even the ones
with you, it's all of them pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, even the ones that have experience and success and a proven track record of a good conversion rate, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for leads, especially those shared lead
right.
systems where you get a lead, but a handful of your competitors get the same lead. You're all chasing down that same potential customer, usually dealing with a customer who is expecting and wanting multiple bids, trying to find maybe the cheapest guy. That might not be you, and you might not get that job. Oh, with Angie?
So
yeah.
That's how it works with Angie? That ain't
with, with Angie?
It don't work like I'm going to send you this lead. I get the lead. But you're saying 20 other contractors are getting the same lead.
Maybe not 20.
Time.
Maybe not 20.
But
although
even if it's just two, just even if it's just two or three.
It's on average four to six.
There's someone else.
On average
four. Okay, that's where I was at.
Yeah. Some tax a little less. Some tax usually two or three, but on Angie's, it's usually like four to six. Yeah. No, so, I mean, every lead that you get is going to be sent to a few of your competitors, right? And that's just the nature of the beast.
That's okay.
Right?
That just has to be that way. Just like when you bid on a project, you're going to have to lease, there's going to have to be at least a minimum of three contractors that come on it on the legal side of things for
before
they can accept the bid. So
it's
all part of the game.
It's a well-made lead service, and you'll definitely get leads. It does, well, of course, it's going to be hit or miss. You know, you can't get every job, but as long as you're getting
you
enough jobs.
You can't get every job. I'm on one job.
No, right, of course. But as long as you're getting enough jobs to make it make sense, it's something you might continue to do. But a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on the lead. They keep them paused more often. They cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. The thing about Google is you're going to reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie's,
right.
But pretty much everyone uses
right.
Google.
Everyone uses Google. That's
in
right.
In fact, Angie gets a lot of their leads from Google. They advertise heavily with Google ads, with AdWords. You know, they got big ad spend.
Right.
They spend on average $2 to $3 million per month on Google paid ads. Now that covers the entire country, mind you, and all the industries that they generate leads for, but they're happily doing it and have been doing it for years because they know they make their money back. They capture those leads and they kind of flip them. They sell and
right.
resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. This will put the power of Google to work directly for you, which seems to be something you already want, of course, with that verified listing and that website. Now, like I said, what you've got already is great for someone who knows the name of your company. This would be for everybody else, people who don't know who to call, haven't been recommended to by somebody else. Anybody who is in your service area that needs your services, we want to make sure that they know that you're in the area, that you can provide those services. We want them to find your website by just doing a simple keyword search, and that's exactly what this service
right.
will provide. You know, like I said, I am willing to reduce the cost of the service as well as that one-time setup fee. I also mentioned the detailed reporting and tracking system. We actually call it your client dashboard, and that is because there is a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your success. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost mm-hmm. of doing businesses. You can always update any billing information and things like that. Let me do this for you. Now, again, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Now, it is an SMS through the computer, but if you can, it works just like a text message. If you
I'm
can,
looking at it.
Okay,
you sent it through a text or an email.
I sent it through text, yeah. And if
okay,
you open it up, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Well, I just had it. I'm just
opening it up now.
No. I'm just checking to see. No, I had a client call in earlier,
oh.
but
okay.
Is this them? No, this ain't them. They can get scared of my voice. They can send me a message, don't they?
Okay.
It's a call coming in from my, no, I haven't received, your text yet.
We are on a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I got the latest and greatest, so yeah. I got the new iPhone. Okay. It better be smart. It's better than me.
But you don't see the text mm-hmm. coming through yet?
It ain't came through, and I got full signal. I got Wi-Fi and everything.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, give it a second.
Normally, like, oh, there it went. Yeah, there it goes. Local Splash. Yeah, I got it. Now, okay, I'm click on it. This takes a minute.
Yeah, that's okay. That happens.
Okay, Local Splash. Okay, I'm on your site now.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Exactly. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. And the reports do update in very near real time, meaning that they will update several times throughout the day. So you always have the latest information about the account. You can monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And again, like I said, we're creating multiple destinations and directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review, whether your review is on Google or Bing or like Foursquare or Yelp. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. Like I said, we're doing everything in-house under one roof, so you're not having all of these pieces here and there and not sure how everything
right.
fits together, not able to keep track of all of them. Everything's going to be here for you, and like I said, that tracking system makes it very easy. We've been around, like I said, for 19 years, almost 20 years. That's a long, long time for really any company, and certainly for a younger industry like search engine optimization, digital marketing, putting businesses on the internet, that is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. That's our clients that use the service. Most of our clients love it. They keep the service for a long time because it works. Now, you'll see that blue tinted photo. Below it, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that you can actually click on. It's not just copy and paste it off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity, and if you click on that box with that colorful Google G, it will take you to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are, in fact, a Google partner, and again, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content. They used to come to our offices, but then ever since COVID, it's all emails and Zoom meetings and things like that. But we do still get our updates from Google. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you where it says SEO packages, we would be talking about that Platinum package, which I think is perfect for your business and the needs of your company, although it would not be that $599 with the $299 setup fee. Again, it would just be $299 with the one-time setup fee of $99. I did keep the original $100 of Facebook or Meta ads included. Now, that's going to go a long way. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, much more affordable than Google ads that might be $5 to $15 per click, although that is something we can do later on for you if you like. That's our Platinum Premier package. It's got the Google ads on it. But with the 100...
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. I was just going to say you're looking at about 400 clicks if you do the math. 20 or 22 cents, you know, $100 is about 400 clicks in a month from someone who can
clicks,
find you.
So when you say clicks, so say someone goes onto my business Facebook page and clicks on it. That's counted as a click. Someone searches and sees it and clicks on my site. That you're counting that as a click. Is that what you're
saying? So not if they're already finding your Facebook page on their own, or you know where it is connected to the online content and the directories that we'll create for you. But we're going to run specific paid Facebook ads. Now, those will target someone and retarget someone in your service area. So if they've already gone on Google or Bing and they've done a search for any of the keywords related to your services for the next couple of weeks that they go on their Facebook page, your business, your website, the ads that we run for you will pop up. If they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. Like I said, there's $100 of Facebook ads included, so that's about 400 clicks. Now, we'll also run those ads just in specific zip codes and neighborhoods where you want to be found, even for someone who's never done a search for your services. They can scroll right past it if they're like, oh, wait, that's something I've been thinking about. Let me click on it. Let me open it up. Let me look at the website. Again, it's just to get your website out there in front of more people. Again, we do fully expect, though, with that $100, and the real reason why I didn't reduce it is we want it to last the entire month, but it is our job to make sure that you're not paying any more. Now, if we do find out that, you know, you're getting clicked out by week three, right? People are so interested in the information and content. We might say, you know, for another $10, $15, $20 maybe, you can definitely cover your entire month. Anything that doesn't get clicked on, your budget's going to roll over to the next month. So we don't expect you to come out of pocket at all beyond the $299 a month. Of course, just the one-time setup fee that only attaches to that first month. I mean, it sounds like something that you're trying to do, right? And like you said, these are one of the things that
I want to get the ball running with this thing.
Let me make sure that I've got all the information that I need. I mean, obviously, the phone number that we are speaking on, this is the best number for your customers to call. It's the number that's on your website, on your Google listing. Is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Okay, perfect. And, of course, it's a smartphone. You can receive a text message on there. We do, when we contact our clients, we'll use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, unless that is your preferred method. Do you have any specific preferred method of how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those?
I would rather a phone call is what I always prefer. Being direct.
Yeah, I agree. I'll put
so with
phone
my email
preferred.
Now, my email, so this is the thing is too, is my business email through Google is locked up. for some, and I, the only thing that I could think of is whenever I was sharing with the people that, the two guys that would develop my website and would have access to my domain, it put like a security froze my email address for my business. Where it don't work. I can't receive, I can't send, I can't do nothing with it. It's like it exists, but it doesn't. It's not, it's frozen, so to speak. So now I'm having to use my personal, which you know as well as I do, that is not good. Because especially being from iPhone, if something was to happen to my phone directly, I'm screwed. I lose everything. Because it's locked into this device. I need to get that my business email address.
Is that the Ira Douglas at douglaslanddevelopment.com? That's
the one
you're talking about. Okay, I got
you.
So I'm gonna add that to the list of things that our tech team's gonna have to work on. And then at least now for us, just as a backup, I mean, like I said, just to kind of email you out the terms and conditions, everything that we're doing in writing,
my
things
other
like
personal
that.
Email.
Yeah, what is
you
what
can
is that?
My personal, which is Ira Douglas.
Okay.
1936 at iCloud.com.
Okay, so Ira Douglas, you said 1936?
Yeah.
At iCloud. Okay, perfect. And that's your first and last name, right? Ira Douglas?
Correct.
And then I did want to ask you, I know that on your Google listing, it does list that physical street address, the 12374 Northeast 12th Street. Is that still?
That's the right address.
Still relevant. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. And it's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We're going to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what is unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Obviously, a lot of experience. More than a quarter of a century doing this, and I think that's fantastic. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If you've got time for it, we'll do it today. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about 25, 30, 35 minutes. Gets you towards the very beginning of the hour. Gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Now, the other thing that I am required to do here, Mr. Douglas, and this is because we are a Google partner, it's required that we read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, of course, that it is a month-to-month service. That in this particular case, we're reducing the cost of the service by basically 50%. We're reducing the one-time setup fee by 66%. You know, that it is that fixed flat rate, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, although I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we'd move forward from there. That's fair?
That sounds fair to me.
All right, Mr. Douglas, give me just one second then to pull that up. Okay. So, Ira, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Douglas, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Douglas Construction and Land Development, LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that. And just to make sure, I have the and as the word and spelled out, not the ampersand, not the symbol, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
That's correct.
Exactly how I have it. And then, Mr. Douglas, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm Matthew Douglas, and I'm the owner of the company, Douglas Construction and Land Development, LLC.
Perfect. And Ira, as the owner of Douglas Construction and Land Development, LLC, Mr. Douglas, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is, in fact, a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ira, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Of course. Mr. Douglas, it says to get results as fast as possible, Ira, it is important that you agree to be actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ira, of course you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, I will.
Perfect, perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you'll continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads and things like that. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we even ask is we do what's called the NAPW audit. I mentioned it earlier before. We want to make sure that all of your information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure everything's accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Perfect. That's definitely fair, and I surely will not be
doing those things.
Perfect. Yeah, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know right away. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost here that I'm applying here, reducing the cost of the service itself, reducing the cost of that one-time setup fee, with, of course, it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 13th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Ira, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of just $299.00. And again, that $299 is a fixed flat rate, which means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It also means that it's an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Douglas, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Iris, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Douglas, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, Mr. Douglas, for that initial investment. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Go get my wallet out of my truck.
Okay.
Not a problem.
I'm going to pull up the client interview calendar.
How long does it take y'all to your team to like analyze and break down
get everything up and where it needs to be?
So everything happens very quickly, especially since you already have that verified listing. Now that is something that could have slowed us down because it's on Google's timeframe.
Yeah, I pay for that every month.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have sat on our hands and waited for that to happen. Obviously, we would have gotten busy anyway, but that's one of the things that does have to happen for everything else to fall into place. So you've already got that going. Now,
you know what happened when I got that done? You know, that right there was a big thing for me. I did.
Oh, yeah.
From the day I got that up and going and got it verified to Google, I got a call from the owner of Coca-Cola that has a 14,000 acres, not even an hour from here, that I'm digging, excavating a 10-acre lake for him to go fishing. He's going to stock it full of fish.
Oh, no
to fish
kidding.
Out of. When he has the 14,000 acres, he goes quail hunting on.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot more other work he's gave me too. It was a true blessing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The day that happened. So the importance of what you said, you know, getting this thing going and what it would bring to my business and help me succeed, because that's I'm a new business.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah. Right.
Tight. Money is like tight, but it's fixing to change. That's changing dramatically.
Yes.
It's going to change
yeah.
really, really quick.
But, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
It's tough starting a new business. It's tough starting from.
You're not kidding. Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, there's a really good reason
real
that we
about what I do.
Of
and,
course,
and
you're doing the right thing, definitely, and things are starting to fall into place with you. And I definitely agree, and I understand that as a young company. I mean, that is why our new in business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. I mean, even our well-established businesses, we know that they can sustain it and keep things going. They don't see a 50% reduction in the cost of our service.
So I just know one job will pay for.
That's how it's designed to be. It is designed to be.
You got to look at it that way.
Absolutely, and it's definitely designed to be affordable. Like I said, I mean, we do a lot of heavy lifting in the beginning, and we have to keep updating things after that. We have to keep, you know, budgeting for those Facebook ads, too.
Y'all should be getting clients. Y'all should be, like, if business owners ain't, like, on board with this, like, with companies like you and others, then they ain't going to, in my mind, they ain't, in the day they're not going to make it. They're not going to, because you guys have that.
There is a very old saying in this industry, if you're not willing to pay to advertise your business, sooner or later you're going to be paying to advertise selling your business, you know?
Yeah,
if you're not trying to generate more business and keep your more, if you're not growing, you're dying. Yeah, that's exactly
people
right.
know me. They know who I am, but they don't know my business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've been in business doing this type of work for years, but there's a lot of people that don't know that, hey, I stepped off and I'm doing my own thing now. And
we want to make it easy
circle,
for people.
The people that do know, you know, it's staying in this little small little tight circle and it ain't going to get nowhere that way. So.
Well, you're ready to grow, and this is the right thing. I mean, definitely. I think, this is going to help you take things to the next level, and I'm excited to be part of it. Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm always excited when I get to speak with someone who's young and understands the importance of putting your business out there. I mean, I talked to a roofer last week, and he was still driving around the neighborhood looking for loose shingles and putting a little door knocker.
Right.
It's like, man, if they don't have enough money to fix their roof, they're not going to call you, and they might need your services down the road, but they threw your door knocker away, and now they're just going to Google it, right? So, I mean, why waste your time doing things that don't work? So I'm excited for you.
I was always taught and raised and trained, like, to see my family business, which we have quite a few of them, but the one that I was worked in, if you ain't going to make money on a job, then don't even take it. You can't go and do stuff and just get by.
Yeah.
You know, it's better just to stay at the house and wait for a phone call.
No, you're right. You're right about that. Ira, is the middle initial of M on that particular card?
That's the M.
It is. Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to use my business card, so it ain't going to be on my personal account.
Okay.
You have me sidetracked now. I walked out of my truck and forgot like what I was getting. yeah, me totally all messed up. Yeah. I apologize.
That is okay. That is not a problem. Yeah. You've been a pleasure to speak with. I mean, I want to tell you, you know, you're friendly, you're kind, you're patient, you make me laugh. I appreciate all that.
Yeah.
I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of it, you know, and it's
right.
Always nice.
Yeah,
always nice to speak with somebody.
Negativity and criticism and
yeah,
all that. I bet you get all kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness, you're not kidding. Absolutely, you're absolutely right.
What? Sometimes I wonder about myself sometimes. I got too much stuff going on, Paul. Not
well,
too much stuff.
Too many irons in the fire, not enough hands to shake them.
Well, it's just me. So
yeah.
I just went through a divorce. My mom just passed. I just changed careers. And,
okay.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Well, the one thing that I think you're going to like about this is we're going to take care of everything. I mean, our job is to make sure your phone is ringing, and as long as you answer the phone, it's going to be a high conversion rate. Obviously, the calls that you get are going to be from someone that has seen your website and decided to call you. By the time they start dialing your number, I think they're already hoping you're available and your price is fair. Again, it's different than Angie's. Now, you might find that Angie's takes a lot of your time and a lot of your money, you know, paying for leads, chasing down those leads. If they don't turn into work, you still got to pay for them. This might be a better option because you said you've got a lot on your plate, and I understand that. If this allows you to scale back on Angie leads, that makes me feel really good because I've talked to business owners, and a lot of them have issues with their lead service because it's a lot of work to get work and a lot of money coming out to get those jobs coming in. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm ready. This is under my business. It ain't gonna be under my name as far as the payment goes.
Okay, so the business name is
the
one.
It's gonna be Douglas Construction on the card. It's Douglas Construction because it wouldn't fit at all. It's Douglas Construction and it has Ira Douglas.
Okay, gotcha. And then was that Amex, Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
It's Visa.
Visa. Okay. That should start with the 4, all Visa.
Oh, no, it's Discover.
Or Discover.
Okay, Discover
should...
Visa. I can't freaking remember. It's the...
What is the first number?
It's 5348.
Okay, that's a Visa then. Visa start with, a MasterCard, I should say. Visa start with a 4, MasterCard start with a 5, and Discover card start with a 6.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Amex starts with a 3.
Huh. I never even knew that. I'm so unfair. My card down. Look, I didn't even ever understand that.
It is always correct.
So here's a Visa. Yeah, you are right. Look at there.
It should be MasterCard if it starts with a 5.
So I got a Visa that starts with a 4. MasterCard does, starts with a 5.
Ready. If you want to read them 4 at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
5348-6001.
Okay.
1631.
Yes, sir.
1934.
Okay, let me read that back to you. I've got 5348-6001-1631-1934.
Correct.
Okay. And the expiration is in here?
7/29. And then 866.
So we've got 866, 866 on the back, July, or 07/2029 for the expiration date. Is the billing address of that card the 12374 Northeast 12?
It is.
It is. And that's 34972. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you this information now. Okay, perfect. So that the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. Now, it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, okay? Now, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7, but you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the same business day or maybe the next business day if they get that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email as well in the next minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice, Ira, will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. There will also be a link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. In fact, let me do one other thing before I do that. I just wanted to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, just a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Douglas Construction and Land Development LLC, even if it's you, Ira, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you start getting any calls like a week or two from now that are not from potential customers, if you're getting calls from anyone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They're gonna need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't give you that information, it wouldn't be us. Just politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, don't even bother asking them for the security question. Just let them go. That won't be us. That'd be the tip-off to the rip-off right there, because the voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account. And it clearly states moving forward it bills once a month on the 13th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options, Ira, here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Where I was born.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Martin County.
Okay. All right, I'll put Martin County in. I have to type it in twice. Even our technician who gives you that follow-up call will know that information. It's already in our system. Now, as far as that follow-up call goes, I can get you in. I think I can still get you in here at 1 o'clock if that works for you. If not,
Can you take it a little later so I can go have lunch?
Yeah, there's 2 o'clock or this afternoon, 4, 5, or 6.
Let's do 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay, we're going to set it for 4. It'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. Like I said, should get to you right near 4 o'clock in this case, maybe a couple minutes after. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before I hand it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open, although I may be on a call, and if I am, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. So at 3 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4. And in a second here, I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, Mr. Douglas, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? It looks like our system sent out a few of them.
I got 3 emails from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I got one from the invoice, one for pictures that's going to be for verification on through Google.
Yeah.
And then the welcome.
One is the welcome email.
So you can
pretty much disregard the one that says pictures needed for Google verification. Our automated system sends that out to everyone. You are already PIN verified, so you don't have to worry about that one. The other one is the welcome email. Now, it's got our client support phone number and information on there, but I believe most of the emails that you'll see will have that information as well. The one thing about the welcome email that has your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, you don't have to go as far as to log in just yet because your tracking system isn't activated yet. We do have to do your client interview later for us to create the content for you to track. But it looks like your username is in our system the exact same way, so you cannot change it. It's your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers 863-447-4718. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can't change the username, but you can change the password. Right now it's GoMobile, which is just the lowercase, no space, GOMOBILE. You can change that username at any point in time. Now, the one that I did want you to open up, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So it's the other one. You click on that one.
Yeah.
It says, hello, correct. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we will be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but feel free to scroll through that real quick, just the highlights.
Yeah, look at it now.
Now, we're going to make sure that you're verified and that you're recommended on Google. That's going to be our main focus. I mean, obviously, it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. Most of them search on their smartphone. We want you to get those opportunities, too. So we will be, of course, mirroring the content on Bing. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see that long line that goes all the way across it. And below it, it populates a couple of boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. Please do click on that box.
Right.
The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and the signer of the card. So please do click on that box as well. Now, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's for you to either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive, so the I and the D are capitalized. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. But once you've got the confirm or the name in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on. But it is that orange color longer box that says confirm signature. When you click on it, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. It allows us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information is accurate and to fix it if it's not. I updated my system here, and it looks like you probably were taken to the login page, right? Asking for username.
I am on the login page.
Okay.
Yes,
like I said, you've got your login credentials. You can try logging in at any time, although I would definitely recommend.
So my login is what is my login?
Right. So your username is your phone number. And you don't have to do this now. It's coming from the exact same portal that you'll be accessing for your tracking system. And our automated system does think that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is actually true. So you don't have to try to do that now. But again, GOMOBILE, Go Mobile is your default.
Yeah, I got that written down.
You can change
that's
that.
That's my default, but I can change it later.
You can change that at any time, and then, of course, your username is just
My username is that they include my zip code, my area code?
Your area code, yeah. So it's 863-447-4718. And all of that is on your welcome email, and we'll also resend it when your tracking system is active. You'll be notified when it is active, but you can always try it at any point in time. It just might give you an error message that things are still being set up. I did send that calendar invite. It also has your username on there. So the first thing it has, again, Local Splash, CIENG, client interview in English. Those digits are your username. Then it's got your name and then your actual phone number with the parentheses and dash and things like that. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I certainly hope, I'm going to have to repopulate that. Not sure why it clicked on, instead of 4 o'clock, it clicked on 3:30. I am going to fix
that. It don't matter. 3:30 will work.
I'm going to fix it in our system. Because our system does like things being scheduled by the hour. So I'm going to just send you out a new one.
Where are you out of? Are you in Florida?
We are headquartered in California. We've got agents all over the country, though. Yeah.
Same as California.
We're in Orange County, which is about halfway between LA and San Diego.
I know where it's at.
Okay.
I know where it's at. I've been there. Last year I was there.
No kidding. What part?
Yeah. I flew in
all
to
over.
LA and I went all the way up to San Francisco and everywhere in between and.
Oh yeah.
And it was it's so beautiful there. Jesus.
It is
so pretty.
It is quite nice. Yeah, absolutely. I bet Florida's nice too, though.
Oh, it has its months out of the year that's all right.
You guys get some pretty extreme wind and rain.
We tornadoes. That hurricane, last hurricane we had.
Oh my gosh.
My town got the worst out of all of it. Oh, I've
did
never
it really?
Seen so many tornadoes ever in my life.
I bet.
It was actually scary.
I mean,
I don't get scared by hurricanes, but that one, that's actually scary.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just the idea of it's a little bit frightening for me, and we get wildfires, earthquakes, and mudslides out here, but I mean, I'm kind of used to that. You know, some people are terrified by earthquakes, but for us, it's, you know, just a little shaking here and there.
Y'all just had a bad fire when I was there.
Yes, yes. The